It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM. Hi, Sam.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. After a long weekend.
Yeah, long weekend. We're all very tired.
Yeah,
I had lots of naps yesterday and lots of TV time, so that was good.
That's perfect for today, because that's what we're talking about.
TV. So today we're doing Maniac, the newest Netflix one, because I love talking about Netflix. It's all I seem to do. But this is the new one. And I saw the trailers for this a while ago. It's starring Jonah Hill and Emma Stone, by the way.
And lots of other quite famous actresses and actors that kind of just pop in.
Like cameos and stuff.
Yeah.
Really cool. And you'll see them, you'll be like, the guy that we were talking about before we went on air, who was having sex with the anime character.
Yeah.
He's really famous.
Yeah.
But I don't remember
his name.
I can't remember.
But also the girl from Girls.
Yes.
The blonde girl.
Yes.
What's her name?
I can't remember. She's like a new It girl as well. There's so many actors whose names I don't know because I watch them. But the weird thing about this show is it's starring Emma Stone and Jonah Hill of Superbad fame. Do you remember how they were in that together?
Yeah.
And I was like, this is so
weird. Of course. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Because Jonah Hill obviously looks quite different now.
He's not chubby anymore, and Emma Stone's not ginger anymore.
Yeah.
And they're not teenagers anymore.
No.
Like, it's like 10
new
years
chapter.
Ago. They're like adults now, like trying to be adults, and it's... They're acting like adults now.
Yeah,
I guess.
They definitely are.
That's what it's all about. So I watched the trailers for this a while ago, and I was like, this is so cool. It's like a psycho, mind-bending, thriller kind of... I thought it was a movie at first when I first saw the trailers, because that's kind of
so
how it's presented.
So did I, actually. Yeah.
But no, it's a Netflix show, 10 episodes long. Episodes range from 25 to 45 minutes, so like it's... But it doesn't follow any of the regular TV conventions. And I have mixed feelings.
Mm. I think lots of people do.
Yeah.
I've heard mixed reviews. I feel like it's really taking... Everyone's watching it, but everyone's like... Mm.
It's a divisive show.
Yeah.
Which is good. Like, we like things that are controversial and divisive.
Yeah.
But basically, Jonah Hill plays Owen, who is a schizophrenic guy who sees a brother that doesn't exist sometimes in public, telling him that he's an agent that's going to save the universe.
Mm.
And he has lots of weird hallucinations before... You know, we get to the hallucinations part of the show, which is actually like another part of the show.
Yeah.
And then you also got Emma Stone, who plays Annie, who is a troubled drug addict, fiery character who's always kind of stomping around and doing stuff. And you kind of delve into their backstories through this drug trial they both go on, where basically you take this drug, you take A, then B, then C, and it's meant to make you fully happy, basically.
Yeah.
And it's like A opens up your deepest, darkest memory, and then B teaches you about why you behave in a certain way, and then C is meant to be closure or something. And you just basically watch the two of them interact through different hallucinations throughout the whole show.
And
it's very slow.
It's quite confusing. It's also not slow, though, because I think in like the first or second episode, they get straight into...
Yeah.
So it's kind of...
It's weird because there's moments where it's like, okay, can we get to something new? Like, can we get... Like, there'll be scenes where, like, some of the scientists will be talking... And doing nothing at all, just like bantering for no reason. And it's like, I want to know what I'm watching. Because like, it's one of those shows where if this show was not binge-worthy, like if it wasn't all out in one go, I think it would lose following within the first episode. I don't think people would latch on, because Jonah Hill plays like a deadpan zombie. Like, he mumbles his way through that whole TV show. And I know it's a character choice, I know it's what he's meant to be, he's meant to be depressed and stuff. And the story he tells where he talks about his brother singing...
Mm.
Sting to his fiance, who Jonah Hill is also in love with.
Yeah.
That's a great story. Like, I loved that scene they were doing, and I love all the flashbacks. But then the actual Emma Stone and Jonah Hill in the actual reality of the show is really just kind of grating. And
it's really jumpy, isn't it? Like, it's quite... It goes from one thing, and then that's kind of over, and you don't really see it again, like that story. Well, I haven't got through all 10 episodes yet, but
I have noticed there are things that there are plot threads that I didn't know if they were going to pick up on. Like, there was Emma Stone puts up this poster of this missing dog over and over and over, and we discover later on in her flashback what that actually means, and but it's mentioned very briefly, and like there's just like things that are very brief or like mumbled, and you're like, you don't get to dive into it, which I kind of wish they got to do.
But there's obviously something about the show that's grabbing people, whether that's the concept or the actors that are in it,
all the visuals, because it's so goddamn beautiful. Like, it's that retro futuristic alien style where there's like huge Dell monitors with green lines of code from like the 90s, and then they're also doing futuristic stuff, like there's ad buddies, and you can pay for things with someone that just comes to you and talks to you saying some ants for like half an hour.
And those things that clean the ground. These like robots that pick up dog poop and stuff.
Yeah, and it's like, this is just a weird futuristic New York. Yeah. And everyone's sad and it's dreary and the New York skyline is just littered with like neon signs. It's like, okay, this is cool. And it's very cool to look at. And like their pods and like even the machinery they go into when they have their flashbacks and hallucinations is really cool. But so far, so I'm on episode 6 and they've had both of the characters' backstories, like the worst day of their life, and they've also had these two really weird hallucinations where they Jonah Hill and Emma Stone were basically like a married couple in Boston.
Yeah.
And they have to, then they go on like a crusade, they go on like this little caper and then...
Because a lot of it is about hallucinations, isn't it? Like when you watch the trailer, that's kind of what it seems like the entire series is about, or storyline at least.
When I first watched the trailer, I thought it was going to be about them hopping through different universes where they existed differently.
Yeah, and I
thought it was going to be like a love story, like they were meant to be together in all these different universes and this is them finding themselves in this universe, which it might be, like maybe that's the end goal. Because that's what I've been saying to you is that like, I don't know if there's an end goal. Like I don't know if there's an enemy we've got to defeat or if there's...
It's just kind of happening.
Like my favourite part's when they're talking back to the scientists being like, what is going on? Like when they're getting ropey at the scientists and wanting answers and stuff, that's when I'm the most gripped because I'm like, here's an enemy. Here's like some tension. Here's some fighting. Because right now the only tension you've got is they're kind of just angry at themselves the whole time.
Yeah, or their families.
Yeah, but they don't have families anymore, really.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. It's I'm going to finish it.
Yeah.
So that's a good plus for me. But I don't know if it's like as good as everyone's saying it is. Because there are reviews out there saying that it's the best show on Netflix so far.
Yeah, but there are also reviews saying that it's not at all.
And it's nothing. It's literally, some people are saying it's like they gave the director a huge budget and two great actors and was like, do something. And he just was like,
something.
Okay. Like it does play off kind of like they improv the whole thing. Like,
yeah.
It could just be improv. But
are you excited to get back to episode 7? Or not really?
That's
the teller of like a good series. If you're like, oh, I can't wait to watch the next episode.
Well, actually, as I was watching the first half of episode 6, and the scientist guy whose name we've forgotten, who's really cool, he is dealing with like some issues with his mother.
Right.
So I'm kind of keen to see what happens there.
Yeah. So there's an element of that.
Yeah, and the computer starts doing some really weird stuff that you'll get into later on as well. So it does do some really cool sci-fi, but also really interpersonal stuff that I'm kind of interested to see what happens, and I will finish it.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's as good as some of the more real-world stuff that Netflix does, and I think there's better sci-fi stuff on Netflix as well. Like, I loved Altered Carbon for the fact that it was, like, campy and gritty and wild sci-fi, whereas this is, like, really depressing sci-fi.
Yeah, it is. It's very dark.
Which, I mean, this is a genre out there for someone, you know?
Yeah,
someone's going to, like, see the show and really resonate with it.
Yeah.
But I don't really see myself in Emma Stone's character or Jonah Hill's character, and that's kind of what I need in a show sometimes, is just to be in the world.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, well, thank you very much, Sam.
No worries. I'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Bye.
That was Viewmaster on 95BFM.